Peter! Peter! Wake up, quick! Aslan is here. He says we've got to follow him at once.
Oh, all right, Lou.
Oh, whatever you say.
Oh, dear. Susan! Susan!
What's wrong?
It's Aslan. He's here.
You've been dreaming, Lucy. Go back to sleep.
Oh, Ed! Edmund! Please wake up.
Oh, what's all the noise?
Aslan's here. He wants us to follow him.
Aslan? That's wonderful. Where is he?
There.
Where?
There. There. Don't you see? Just this side of the trees.
Oh, there's nothing there, Lou. He must have got dazzled and muddled with the moonlight.
I can see him all the time. He's looking straight at us.
Then why can't I see him?
He said you might not be able to.
Why?
I don't know. That's what he said.
Well, I suppose we'll just have to wait the others.
I do hope you'll all come with me, because I'll have to go on with him whether anyone else does or not.
Don't talk nonsense, Lucy. You can't go off on your own.
I'll go with her, if she must go. She's been right before.
I know she has, and she may have been right this morning, but in the middle of the night. And why should Aslan be invisible to us? It's not like him. What does the DLF say?
Oh, well, I say nothing at all. I mean, if you all go, of course I'll go with you. If your party splits up, I'll go with the High King. That's my duty to him and to King Caspian. But if you ask me my private opinion, I don't think there's much chance of finding a road by night where you couldn't find one by day.
At last, someone is talking sense.
And I've no use for magic lions, which nobody can see. It's all bilge and beanstalks.
He's beating his paw on the ground for us to hurry. We must go now. Oh, at least I must.
You've no right to force the rest of us like that.
Oh, come on, we've got to go. There'll be no peace till we do.
On the march, then. Supposing I started behaving like Lucy, I might threaten to stay here whether the rest of you went or not.
Obey the High King, Your Majesty, and let's be off. If I'm not allowed to sleep, I'd as soon march as stand here talking.
Be getting very close to that precipice.
Cobbles and kettledrums. I hope this madness isn't going to end in a moonlight climb and broken necks.
Can you still see him, Lucy?
I haven't taken my eyes off him. Then we'd all better keep our eyes on Lucy.
Lucy! Look out, for goodness sake, you're right on the edge of the gorge. Come back!
It's all right, come on!
She's gone over.
Lou! No, look, it's all right. There's a way down, see? A steep, narrow path slanting down between the rocks into the gorge.
Please, come on!
Oh, well, here goes.
Lou, what's that shadowy thing crawling down in front of us?
It's his shadow, Ed.
I believe you're right, Lou. I can't think how I didn't see it before. But where is he?
With his shadow, of course. Can't you see him?
Well, I almost thought I did. For a moment.
I'm going to fall!
No, you're not, Sue. Give me your hand. Why, a baby could get down here.
Well, we've reached the river and no disasters.
So far. Where's Aslan now?
He's crossing the river from stone to stone. He's stopping to drink. And now he's turning back to look at us.
Oh! Aslan, I see him!
Peter, did you see him?
I saw something, but it's so tricky in this moonlight.
Aslan's starting up the other side.
I can't see any way up that cliff.
Still, we couldn't see a way down the other side, but there was.
Up we go, then, and three cheers for Lucy. I don't feel half so tired now, either. Where the path zigzags back on itself. What I want to know is why I'm the only one who can't see him.
Well, I can't see him neither, but I'm just glad to be able to see a path in front of me.
Aslan's reached the top. We're almost there.
Come on, Sue.
Well, it's taken long enough.
but there it is, over there, the hill of the stone table.
Oh, are you all right, Sue?
Lucy?
Yes?
I see him now. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But I've been far worse than you know. I really believed it was Aslan yesterday, and I really believed it was him tonight when you woke us up. I mean, deep down inside. Or I could have if I'd let myself. Whatever am I going to say to him?
Perhaps you won't need to say much.
Shh!
He's stopped.
He's turning towards us. Oh, Aslan, I'm so glad, and I'm so sorry. I've been leading them wrong ever since we started.
My dear son. And Edmund.
Yes? Aslan, I'm here.
Well done. Susan, you have listened to fears, child. Forget them. Come, let me breathe on you. There. Are you brave again?
A little, Aslan.
And now, where is this little dwarf? This famous swordsman and archer who doesn't believe in lions? Come here, son of Earth. Come here!
Rest and wreckage.
Poor Trumpkin looks scared to death.
I don't expect he's ever seen a lion, and he's certainly never seen this lion.
Aslan looks as if he's going to pounce.
He has. He's got his can in his mouth. Oh. Like a cat with a little kitten.
Now he's going to throw him up in the air. With those great velvet paws.
At least he's standing the right way up again.
Even if he does look like he can hardly believe what's happened to him.
Son of Earth, shall we be friends?
Yes.
Now the moon is setting. Look behind you, the dawn is beginning. We have no time to lose. You three, you sons of Adam and son of Earth, hasten to the mound, to the place they call Aslan's How, and deal with what you will find there.
Very well, Aslan. Come on, Ed, Trumpkin, let's go.
Good luck.
Take care.
And now, I think I shall roar.
Look, Lou, what's that?
Something dark coming towards us from every direction. Like a black mist.
Or waves of the sea, rising higher and higher.
I see what it is. It's the woods, they're on the move.
Yes, and they're coming to Aslan.
The closer they get, the less like trees they look. They're more like people.
That is what they are. My people of the trees. Pale birch girls tossing their heads. Willow women with their long hair. Queenly beeches. Shaggy oak men. Lean and melancholy elms. Shock-headed hollies. Come to me!
Look, Susan. They're curtsying and waving their long thin arms to him. Isn't this wonderful?
Yes, Lou, it is. But...
what's wrong?
I was wondering what is happening to Peter and the others.
So this is Aslan's How. It's hard to believe that when we last saw this place, there was nothing here but an open hill with a stone table on it.
But look at these carvings on the walls. They look really old.
That's because they are old, Your Majesty.
Then we must be even older. When we were kings in Narnia, they hadn't been made.
I wonder what Aslan meant when he said we're to deal with what we find here.
Well, the first thing to do is for you to meet King Caspian. The central chamber where the king holds his council meetings is just around this next corner.
Shh. Listen.
What do you think this means, Trumpkin?
There's the king's voice. And Truffle to the badger. I'm sure I've just heard that troublesome black dwarf, Nickerbrick. But why are they arguing? I don't like the sound of this at all.
Well, let's go in and...
No! We must know what we're about to walk into.
His Majesty's right. Let's listen. Maybe we'll be able to hear what's going on.
This getting us nowhere.
Well, all I want to know, Your Majesty, is precisely what Nickerbrick is driving at.
It's simple, Badger.
Dr. Cornelius's plans have failed. It's time for him to stand aside. Let others work.
Then if you have a plan, Master Dwarf, why don't you share it with us?
Before that, Dr. Cornelius, I want to know who those two strangers are whom he's brought into our council and who stand there with their ears open and their mouths shut.
Oh, they're friends of mine, Your Majesty.
Then perhaps they would like to speak for themselves. You there, who and what are you?
Only a poor old woman. His Majesty, bless his handsome face, has no need to be afraid of me. I have some poor little skill in small spells that I'd be glad to use against our enemies, if it was agreeable to all concerned. For I hate 'em. Oh, yes, no one hates better than me.
And what about your other friend, Nicobrick?
I am hunger. I am thirst. I can starve for 100 years and not die. I can lie 100 nights on the ice and not freeze. I can drink a river of blood and not burst. Show me your enemies.
And it is in the presence of these two that you wish to disclose your plan?
Yes, and it is by their help that I mean to execute it.
We will hear your plan.
We've tried one link in the chain of old legends, and it has done us no good. But when your sword breaks, you draw your dagger. The stories tell of other powers beside the ancient kings and queens. How if we could call them up?
You mean Aslan?
No, Aslan and the kings go together. Either Aslan's dead, or he's not on our side, or else something stronger than himself keeps him back. Nah, you can forget Aslan. I was thinking of someone else.
Who do you mean?
I mean a power so much greater than Aslan's that it held Narnia spellbound for years and years.
The White Witch.
What?
No!
Yes, yes! I mean the witch.
But the witch is dead.
Oh, is she?
You needn't mind about the White Lady. That's what we call her, being dead. Whoever heard of a witch that really died? You can always get them back.
Call her up. We're all ready. Draw the circle. Prepare the blue fire.
So that is your plan, Nicobrick?
Black sorcery and the calling up of an accursed ghost.
And I see who your companions are, a hag and a werewolf.
We'll carry out our plan with you, or if need be, without you.
This is treason, Nicobrick.
Werewolf, deal with the king. Hag, silence the old man. I'll settle the matter.
Oh, quick, we've got a moment to lose.
Come on, Trumpkin.
I'm with you.
Everything's gone dark.
The candle's been knocked over.
Not
gonna
make this any easier!
Get off!
You all right, Ed?
I think so. I've got that brute here, but he's still alive.
Wait, some water bottles. It's me you're sitting on. Get off.
Oh, sorry, DLF.
Is that you, Trumpkin?
Yes, Your Majesty.
King Caspian?
Yes, over here. But who are you?
It's the High King, Your Majesty. King Peter.
Your Majesty is very welcome.
And so is Your Majesty. I haven't come to take your place, you know, but to put you into it.
I found my pocket torch and some matches. I'll light some candles.
What about Dr. Cornelius?
I'm here, Your Majesty.
That hag almost did for me.
Oh, well, she's dead now.
And so's Nicobrick.
But I don't think he harmed the badger.
Truffle Hunter, are you all right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, Truffle Hunter, you are the best of badgers. You never once doubted us.
I'm a beast, and we don't change. I'm a badger, what's more, and we hold on.
I am sorry for Nicobrick, though he hated me from the first moment he saw me. He'd gone sour inside from long suffering and hating. If we had won quickly, he might have become a good dwarf. I'm glad we don't know which one of us killed him.
And I suppose this thing is the werewolf. Oh, it's so long since I've seen one.
Wolf's head and man's body.
It means he was just turning from man into wolf at the moment he was killed.
It bit me.
Your Majesty is bleeding.
We need to get King Caspian out of here and look after his wound. Then we need to dispose of these bodies, have some breakfast, and decide what's to be done.
Aslan and the girls are somewhere close. We don't know when Aslan will act. In the meantime, he would want us to do what we can on our own. Is your army strong enough to meet Miraz in pitched battle?
Oh, I'm afraid not, High King.
Very well, then. I'll send him a challenge to single combat.
Couldn't it be me? Miraz killed my father. I want to avenge his death.
No, you're wounded. It is my task to challenge Miraz.
But, sire, will he even accept your challenge? Especially when he knows he has the stronger army.
Perhaps he won't, but there's always a chance.
Even if he doesn't, we shall spend the best part of the day sending heralds to and fro and all that. By then, Aslan may have done something.
I'll send the challenge at once. Have you pen and ink, Master Doctor?
A scholar is never without them, Your Majesty.
I don't know if I can remember the correct language to use. Anyway, I'll try. If you're ready, Doctor, I'll dictate.
My pen is poised, sire.
Peter, by the gift of Aslan, High King over all kings in Narnia, to Miraz, now calling himself King of Narnia, greeting. Have you got that?
Narnia, comma, greeting. Yes, sire?
To prevent the further spilling of blood, it is our pleasure to adventure our royal person on behalf of our trusty and well-beloved Caspian in clean combat to prove that the said Caspian is lawful king under us in Narnia.
And your lordship, twice guilty of treachery, both in withholding the dominion of Narnia from the said Caspian, and in the most abominable, bloody and unnatural murder of your kindly lord and brother, King Caspian, ninth of that name. My Lord Glozell, what are we to make of this?
A challenge is a challenge, Lord Sir Caspian. We must show it to the king.
Will Miraz be pleased to answer the High King's challenge?
We shall take it before His Majesty.
We will await his reply.
This messenger is not even the one who calls himself the High King, yet he looks more of a king than Miraz ever has. But why, when he holds the enemy in his fist, should Miraz throw away his advantage on a combat?
Unless you are persuaded to do it.
What do you mean?
Well, if the king undertook this wager, then either he would kill or be killed.
Sir?
If he wins, then we have won this war.
And if not?
Then we should be able to win it without the king. And after that, we would find ourselves victorious and kingless.
You mean you and I could rule this land as easily without a king as with one?
Why not? After all, it was us who put him on the throne.
Say no more. Let us go and see His Majesty.
We have sent these letters by the hand of our well-beloved and royal brother Edmund, sometime king and us in Narnia. What a pack of nursery tales.
By your leave, sire, if the young warrior whom we have just seen outside is the King Edmund, then I would not call him a nursery tale, but a very dangerous knight.
King Edmund? Does your lordship believe those old wives' tales about Peter and Edmund and the rest?
I believe my eyes, Your Majesty.
Oh, puff! As to this challenge, my Lord Glozell, I suppose there is only one possible reply.
I suppose so indeed, sire.
And what is that?
Oh, most infallibly to refuse.
Well, of course.
For though I have never been called a coward, I must confess that I would not wish to meet that young man in battle.
Mm?
And if his brother, the High King, is more dangerous than he, why, on your life, my Lord King, have nothing to do with him.
It was not that sort of counsel I wanted. Do you think I'm asking you if I should be afraid to meet this Peter, if there is such a man? Do you think I fear him? I wanted your counsel on the policy, whether, having the advantage over the enemy, we should risk it on such a wager.
To which I can only answer, Your Majesty, that for all reasons the challenge should be refused. There is death in the strange knight's face.
There you go again! Are you trying to make it appear that I am as great a coward as your lordship?
Your Majesty may say as he pleases.
You talk like an old woman, Glozell. What say you, my Lord Sir Caspian?
Oh, do not touch it, sire. What Your Majesty says about the policy of the thing fits in very happily and gives Your Majesty excellent grounds for refusal without any cause for questioning Your Majesty's honour or courage.
Great heavens! Do you think I am looking for grounds to refuse it? You might as well call me a coward to my face.
Oh, no man of Your Majesty's age would be called a coward by any wise soldier for refusing a combat with a great warrior in the flower of his youth.
So I'm an old fool with one foot in the grave, as well as a lily-livered coward. I had meant to refuse this challenge, but I shall accept it. Do you hear? Accept it!
As Your Majesty pleases.
The combat square's marked out. Miraz has two marshals, the ones with their swords drawn, the Lord Glozell and Sir Caspian. Your marshals are Giant Wimbleweather, Glenstorm the centre, oh, yes, and one of the bulgy bears, if he doesn't fall asleep.
Peter, I suppose it is all right. I mean, I suppose you can beat him.
That's what I'm fighting to find out. Stay with Caspian and keep him safe. Oh, and by the way, if anything happens to me, say something specially nice to Trumpkin for me.
I wish that man had turned up before it came to this. So do I. But look behind you. Crows and crockery. Huge people. Beautiful people like gods and goddesses and giants. Hundreds and thousands of them closing in behind us. What are they?
They are the spirits of the trees. Aslan has awakened them.
Well, that'll be useful if the enemy try any treachery, but it won't help the High King if Miraz proves handier with the sword.
Here comes Miraz and the High King.
They're advancing. Bowing.
Flash of swords.
Hooray! The High King struck the first blow.
Send Miraz reeling!
Well done, Peter, well done!
Miraz is in town. He's coming back at the High King.
He's taking some dreadful knocks.
Hello, what's happening now?
Seeing through each other's defences.
I'm afraid Miraz knows what he's doing.
What was that? My own eyes missed it.
The High King has pricked him in the armpit.
He had better watch out that Miraz doesn't catch him off his guard.
Look out, Peter!
He's hit the High King's helmet.
He's down! He's down!
That is terrible.
He's up again.
I couldn't see what happened. Well, how did he do it? Grab Miraz's arm as it came down.
Look! Miraz is angry! He's charging at the High King!
No, look! He's tripped and fallen!
Why didn't the High King kill him? What's he waiting for?
For Miraz to get up again.
Oh, does he have to be so gentle?
It comes of being a knight and a High King, I suppose. But the brute will be up again in a moment.
Now, Sir Pepfield!
The Miraz lords are rushing forward and huddling round him.
What is going on?
Treachery! The Narnian traitor has stabbed the king in the back while he lay helpless.
That's a lie! This great lord has stabbed his own king.
To arms! To arms, tell
us! Treachery! Narnia, to arms! So now it's a battle, and I dare say our last.
I thought we were done for.
Oh, so did I, till I saw Peter swipe off Lord Serpespian's head.
What happened to the other one, Glazel?
One of the Telmarines saw him stab Miraz and finished him off for the traitor he was.
It was like a page from the old storybooks, knights and centaurs and the great giant Wimbleweather laying about him with his club.
And Reaper Cheep and his brave little mice dancing in and out among the feet of both armies, jabbing with their swords.
But it was the coming of the trees that saw them off.
We must pursue the enemy.
They won't have got far. Look down there. Aslan's been working some magic. The bridge of Varuna is nothing more than rubble in the river.
And there he is, with a great crowd of fauns and satyrs, and all kinds of creatures. And look, Lucy and Susan. Come on, let's go to meet them. Oh, well, here we are all together again.
We've had such a wonderful time with Aslan, awakening the trees and finding the old Narnians.
Shh. Peter's taking Caspian to Aslan.
Here he is, sir.
Welcome, Prince. Do you feel that you are ready to take up the kingship of Narnia?
I don't think I do, sir. I'm only a kid.
Good. If you had felt that you were ready, it would have been proof that you are not. Therefore, under us and under the High King, you shall be King of Narnia, you and your heirs, while your race lasts. But what have we here?
It's the mice, and they're carrying Reaper Cheep.
Oh, the poor little fellow's been injured.
He has a brave heart, but he looks more dead than alive.
Lucy, the bottle. Use your healing cordial.
Yes, Aslan.
Well, it worked for me, though. I was not as badly injured as our little friend.
It's you, Aslan. I have the honor to use the duty.
What is wrong, Master Mouse?
My tail. I've lost my tail. I must beg your indulgence for appearing before you in this way.
It becomes you very well, small one.
All the same, if there was anything that could be done.
But what do you want with a tail?
Sir, I can eat and sleep and die for my king without one. But a tail is the honour and glory of a mouse.
I have sometimes wondered, my friend, whether you do not think too much about your honour. But why have your followers all drawn their swords?
We are all waiting, Your High Majesty, to cut off our own tails if our chief must go without his. We will not bear the shame of wearing an honour denied to the High Mouse.
Ah, you have conquered me. Not for the sake of your dignity, Reepy Chief, but for the love that is between you and your people. And still more for the kindness your people showed me long ago when you ate away the cords that bound me on the stone table. You shall have your tail again.
Great Aslan, I thank you.
Now, Caspian, you must kneel before the High King.
I bestow upon you the knighthood of the Order of the Lion. Arise, Your Majesty, and choose those whom you should honor in this hour of triumph.
Truffle Hunter, Trumpkin, Reaper Cheap, come forward so that I may make you my knights, and Dr. Cornelius, whom I shall appoint as my Lord Chancellor.
Now I must speak to those followers of Miraz. Men of Telmar!
It's that awful lion.
I knew he wouldn't keep his claws off us for long.
Listen to me. I will send you back to your own country.
We don't remember Telmar. I'll know what it's like.
You do not belong to this world at all. You came into Narnia from Telmar, but you came into Telmar generations ago from another place, from the same world to which the High King Peter belongs.
Might have guessed we didn't belong here with all these nasty, unnatural creatures.
We're probably of royal blood.
Peace! Many years ago in that world, a shipload of pirates were driven by storm onto an island. They fought with the natives and with each other, and some of them fled up a mountain and hid in a cave, which was one of those magical places of that world, one of the chinks and chasms between that world and this. And so they fell, or rose, or blundered, or dropped, right through, and found themselves in the land of Telmar. Later they invaded, conquered, and ruled Narnia. Do you mark all this well, King Caspian?
I do indeed, sir. And I wish that I came of more honorable ancestry.
You come of the Lord Adam and the Lady Eve. That is both honor enough to lift the head of the poorest beggar and shame enough to bow the shoulders of the greatest emperor. Be content. Men and women of Telmar, will you go back to that island in the world of men?
He'll take us off to his den and eat us one by one, most likely.
It is no bad place. Fresh water, fruitful soil, timber for building, and fish in the lagoons. It is without inhabitants. Those who lived there have died off, and the other men of the world have yet to discover it. The chasm is open for your return. Once you have gone through, it will close behind you forever.
How do we get there?
Through the doorway, you see, set up at the end of the glade.
There's not much of a door. Two upright stakes and a timber crosspiece. A doorway to nowhere, if you ask me.
Who will go?
I'll take the offer.
It is well chosen. And because you have spoken first, strong magic is upon you. Your future in that world will be good. Go through the door, my son.
It's ridiculous. What on earth does he think is going to happen when he walks between those two sticks?
Oh, well, there he goes, stupid. Go!
Where did he go? You can see right through the door and all round it. So where is he?
Vanished into thin air.
Won't catch me going that way.
We can't see any other world through those sticks. If you want us to believe in it, why doesn't one of you go?
If my example can be of any service, Aslan, give me the word and I will kick 11 mice through the arch.
Nay, little one. They would do dreadful things to you in that world. No, it is others who must leave.
Come on. Our time's up.
What do you mean?
I think we have to go.
Go? Aslan, we don't, do we?
Yes, Lucy. But you and King Edmund will return one day.
What about Peter and Susan?
The High King and Queen Susan will not be coming back to Narnia.
What? Never?
It's all right, Ed. I sort of feel I understand.
Men of Telmar, if you will follow the High King, you will find your way to the land of which I have told you.
Goodbye, Aslan.
Farewell, Susan.
Oh, Aslan.
My dear, dear daughter.
Goodbye, Aslan.
Peter, you have behaved as a high king of Narnia should. Well done, my son.
Thank you, Aslan.
So long, dearie. I do wish you wouldn't call him that. Goodbye, Trumpkin.
No tears now.
King Caspian.
Goodbye, your majesties.
And Dr. Cornelius.
Farewell, Edmund, and all of you. And thank you for helping to restore old Narnia.
Until we meet again.
Yes, Reaper Chief. I do hope we will.
And you, Truffle Hunter. Don't forget us, old badger.
Never. We beasts never forget.
Follow me now. Through the doorway. Men of Telmar, we will lead if you will follow us.
Here we go.
Remember, once a king or queen in Narnia, always a king or queen.
What's happening? Everything's muddled and confused.
It's like I'm seeing three things at once.
There's a cave opening onto a gleaming blue sea.
There's the plains in Narnia with the dwarfs and beasts. The trees, the badger and Aslan's eyes.
But there's something else. Something grey and gravelly that's swallowing up the others.
We're on our way back to school.
Still, we have had quite a time.
Bother!
What is it, Ed?
I've left my new torch in Narnia.
Oh, Ed.
In Prince Caspian by C.S. Lewis, the cast was as follows. Dr. Cornelius, Tom Wilkinson. Trumpkin, Richard Griffiths. Professor Kirk, Morris Denham. Prince Caspian, Richard Puddyfoot. Reepy Cheep, Sylvester McCoy. Aslan, Stephen Thorne. Susan, Susie Hay. Peter, Tom Pipchin. Lucy, Ellie Bevan. Edmund, Peter England. Nicobrick, Timothy Bateson. Truffle Hunter, John Turner. Miraz, Derek Waring. Young Caspian, Tom Godfrey. Patatwig, Andrew Branch. Mrs. Pevensey, Pippa Sparks. Brother Dwarf, Peter Yap. Glenn Storm, Jonathan Keeble. Clodsley Shovel, Roger May. Hag, Jilly Bond. Werewolf, Peter Yap. Sir Pespian, Andrew Branch. Glazel, Roger May. The story was dramatized by Brian Sibley, with music by Peter Howell and Elizabeth Parker, and directed by John Taylor.